Yeah, I'd like to tell you about how I found this group, and that is that I moved here in 1976 to Seattle, and I had been living in third world countries. That's Algeria, Laos, and, well, not third world, but northern Alberta, yeah. Teaching with my ex-husband. And I had had very little chance to play the violin. So when I moved to Seattle, I said, I've got to find an orchestra. So I looked in the Yellow Pages. Remember? Yellow Pages?
Yeah.
And there was this symphony called Thalia Symphony, something like that. And I thought, well, I'll call them. I called this number, and who should answer but Frank Sincock, whom we remember. He was a clarinetist. And he said, yes, we have this symphony. We always need violins. Show up at Piggott Auditorium at Seattle University at such and such a time. And I showed up there, and I was so excited to be playing. And who should I meet but Francis Walton, who was just full of warmth and enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And I was just taken in.
Yeah.
So that's how I found Thalia Symphony, Thalia Symphony and Thalia Chamber Symphony 50 years ago. And how about you,
wow.
Michelle?
Well, I found out about Thalia because a friend of mine, his sister was dating a violinist who was playing with in the orchestra. So I went to hear a concert. It was a summer concert, and Stanley Chapel was conducting. I think it was a Mahler symphony. And so I decided, well, I think I want to join the orchestra, and I probably made a cold call, just like you did. It's been so many years, I don't even know if I auditioned or anything, or maybe you needed a bassoonist, because I got in right away and started playing. And the other bassoonist was Dan Curley. And Dan and I have been friends ever since. I was in his wedding party when he got married. And Dan, right now, is principal bassoon of Thalia.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, he is.
And, but he and I played in Thalia, and then I, of course, started playing with the Thalia Chamber Symphony. I was the bassoonist.
The bassoonist
who ended up playing with the Chamber Symphony.